listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking about tree houses today, but I want to take a quick break because we've got a special guest. She's a professional organizer and coach, and her name is Penelope with Organize Me Penelope.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Last time we had you on was last summer.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of good information for people, but I think we're just going to take a quick minute and ask you just some quick tips. Like, what's the first thing someone needs to do to get their life organized?
Yeah, everybody's thinking about it right now because it's springtime and they've been cooped up.
Yeah.
And they want to take the opportunity to get up and spruce up. So if they just don't know where to start, what are some good tips to get them motivated?
Well, especially if you're in a treehouse, living in a treehouse, there's only so much space.
That's right. And space is increasingly important if your treehouse is only 10 foot by 10 foot.
Yeah, totally. but I think the first step, because I'm kind of more of like a holistic organizer rather than, I mean, I'm a professional organizer, but the first step for me, it's about how to be around organizing. Of course, there's the doing and the details, but how can we be around it to make true true change, right? Not just like change that's going to go away, tidy up change. So the first step for me is awareness. How, you know, seeing things as they truly are. And it's surprising because sometimes, you know, we don't really see things as they are. So when we step into this place with some sort of curiosity and we see our space and we see our life as it are, then we have the opportunity to change it in the ways in which we want.
Yeah, I think we become sort of blind to what we're living in. Well, like the old saying, pigs don't know pigs stink, right?
Right.
So I think you have to, like Corey and I were talking about a couple weeks ago, when you're trying to determine what you can do around your house that needs to be done because you're not noticing it, you have to sort of look at your space as if it's someone else's and what's wrong with it. You have to be able to critique your own space, but you have to be in the right mindset.
And I love that because honestly, one of the first things I always tell my clients is to be a ruthless editor of their lives and their spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So before you can, you know, become that editor, you have to become aware of what it is that's really important to you, and also to know what no longer is of value to you.
Yes.
And to move from that space. And, you know, hopefully through awareness, you're building upon your intuition. You're really listening to your gut, and you're trusting yourself. So coming from that place of trust rather than fear, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awareness.
So that's a great tip. I think the first thing... That's going to be our tip of this week.
Woohoo!
With starting our, we're going to do this every other week. We're going to talk to Penelope about a good tip we can do to bring into our lives to get organized.
And not just to get up and physically clean something, but to change your whole life so that you become your own organizer instead of constantly having to battle with it. If it comes from inside you, like Penelope says, if it comes from inside you, it's going to be a part of your life as opposed to a task that you have to perform.
Oh, you said that so beautifully. Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I am right there in your mind right now listening to what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense to me.
And just to introduce everybody to Penelope, you graduated with a degree in what?
You're so cute. Contemplative psychology. Well, that was my undergraduate degree, and it was from Naropa University, which is, it's a Buddhist college.
That's wow. Right. And don't you have a degree in feng shui, do you?
I don't, but I know people that do, and they're fantastic. I mean, it's a great accoutrement to any type of organizing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's Penelope. She is a professional. She's a life coach, just an all-around excellent person.
And very happy person. I can feel your happiness coming through my headset. It's absolutely...
Good.
It's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's so good to talk to you guys.
And for people that want to get a hold of you, they can find you at organizemepenelope.com.
That's right. And we'll write a little blog up on the first step.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Thanks again. Get back to your vacation. She's at the mountain this week.
Oh, that's right. You took time out of your vacation for us. Thank you so much.
I'm in a treehouse. So enjoy your treehouse.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks, Penelope.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, that's great. That's,
yeah, she's a fantastic person, and she really knows.
I feel better after that interview. I literally do feel better after that interview. I'm happier than I was before.
All right, so back to treehouses.
Yes, treehouses.
So we're talking about codes, building codes. You may need, depending on your jurisdiction, you may need to pull permits.
Right, a permit sometimes can be required. And if not a permit, in some cases, they do have regulations.
CCNRs.
I called the city of Forest Grove, for example, just because I wanted to pick a city and call them. And I called them and asked them. And they said, no, permits are not required. However, it is important that you contact your neighbor before you do it. If it's viewable from your neighbor's yard, then you might create some friction between you and your neighbor. Now, maybe you don't think your neighbor is going to care, but you will not know that unless you ask them. So the city of Forest Grove said to me, hey, check with your neighbors and make sure if they can see it from their yard, or if that tree hangs over their yard and that tree fort's going to be sort of in that area, if your child may leap from the treehouse and land in their backyard, you know, that's something that you need to take into consideration. It's a good plan to contact your neighbors and ask their opinion. While they don't get the final say, if you ask their opinion and they feel like you're considering their feelings, they're more likely to be on the same page as you anyways.
I'm going to throw this out there real quick, because at my old house, our neighbors behind us, kitty corner to us, so they were our neighbor's backyard neighbor, they built just a two-story little tree fort.
Sure. Treehouse. Got it.
And looks like somebody's calling in, Sean.
Okay.
Focus.
So what'd they say?
They built a tree fort in their backyard, and it came up above the fence line, and these kids would play in it. So we'd be hanging out with our neighbors, and these kids had like a little front porch facing their house.
Uh-huh.
So it always felt like they were staring at us.
Peering into your windows.
It was weird.
Yeah.
So I can understand the bone of contention that you might have with somebody that is...
If nothing else, contact your neighbors, let them know these are your plans, and find out where they stand. Like I said, they're not making the final decision, but at least you know where they stand. If they tell you right up front, hey, look, if you put a tree fort up there, I'm going to fight it, well, at least you know what you've got ahead of you.
Right.
And if they tell you, hey, I don't care what you do back in your own backyard, well, then you know where you stand. So that's important.
Or at least build it to where there's no windows or a way that kids can stare into somebody else's, your neighbor's backyard.
Yeah. Let's talk about the access to the tree fort just for a second. The access is important. Entering and exiting your tree fort, for example, is the most common cause of injury, right? Once you're up in there, the kids are up there, they're sitting down, they're playing or doing whatever, they're not probably going to get hurt. But when they're entering the fort or exiting the fort, that's where the injury comes from. You want to have, there's lots of different ways you can get it. You can build a ladder. You can take a metal ladder and strap it to the tree or whatever. You can have a climbing wall, right? That you can, if the kids are really ambitious.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. Or you can have, just build stairs right up to the
What about a rope ladder?
Yeah, you can have a rope ladder. Those are pretty common. But the problem with a rope ladder is that the rope over time will rot. It gets wet and it gets moldy. And then that rope will become very weak and can eventually break. And you don't want the child to fall, from the rope ladder. That's just going to be bad news. So rope ladders, as fun as they are and as neat as they seem, don't have the longevity that you want your treehouse to have.
Hmm.
So rope ladders and also cargo nets and climbing ropes, maybe not the best bet. Unless you check them regularly and make sure that they're up to snuff, so to speak. Again, access should be a ladder or some stairs or a climbing wall. Don't nail boards, rungs to the...
Well, yeah, we already learned that
to the side of
as
the house.
Trees grow... They push that stuff right off.
Yeah, they don't want that. They feel that in there, and they don't want that. And unless you take really drastic measures to make sure that those are staying on there, the likelihood is that those will come off. And that is now your kid is not just falling from the tree, but he's falling from the tree with a piece of wood that's got nails in it. Okay, so
that's terrible.
That just brings more danger. Don't nail boards to the side of the tree to climb up. No matter how many nails you put in it, it's not going to be the safest access to the tree. And remember, the access needs to hold an adult because you need to be able to get in there yourself. So it's good advice for the access to the tree.
Totally.
Here's one more thing I want to mention about this. And you might not think about this, but insurance. The most costly fall is the one you're not prepared for. So take precautions. Call your insurance company. Ask them if your homeowner's insurance policy covers a fall from a treehouse or something of that nature.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
If it doesn't cover it, right, you can buy insurance for that. You can buy insurance for, hey, you can buy insurance for anything except flood, apparently. So check with your insurance company. See if your homeowner's policy covers it.
Yeah, flood insurance. You have to be in a floodplain for that. As weird as that is.
Yeah, precautions can save you in the end. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our treehouse show. Hang in there. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.